Record at the tone.
Beep.
You gotta wait for the beep. You gotta leave your
Nobody's
name. You gotta leave
home.
Your number. Wait,
wait
for the beep.
The beep.
I gotta turn
Nobody's
this down.
Nobody's home.
It's too loud.
Oh, I should check my levels.
That was definitely too
check,
loud.
Check, check, check your levels.
Sibilance. Sibilance.
Sibilance. Oh, man, I miss the days when you would, you know, order something on TV where they would send you a cassette tape to put in your answering machine. Kids don't know, man. Kids don't know.
No, it's only going to get more and more shocking.
Of what kids don't know?
I read a post the other day on Reddit where someone was complaining that she had no idea how to burn a CD. Like, how did you people manage to put music onto a blank disc? I was like, my goodness, I almost don't know that, but only because I'm old in the, like, total opposite direction.
That you've forgotten it because you haven't done it for so long.
I have so many burned CDs.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
I remember when you had to get special software and it was confusing to use. And then, like, the next time I tried to do it, Windows was just like, I'll just do that for you.
Yeah. When once they build it into Windows, you're like, oh, this is so easy now. I can just drag things there and let it say go.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you had to have the special burning software, and then, you know, did you have a R disk or an RW disk, and could you use it again? And oh, man, that was good times. Still not as good as, you know, the old school back in the cassette days when you would, you know, point like two boom boxes at each other and hit play on one and record on the other to bootleg your friend's cassette tape before they came out with, you know, boom boxes that had two cassette decks. I remember getting like my first like couple of Weird Al albums that way. Like,
what, on cassette?
Yeah, and someone would buy one and then the rest of us would like, you know, play theirs and record it on ours. Yeah. And then so we kind of alternated, you know, it's your turn to buy the next one. All right, I'll get the next one. You know? So you'd have like, you know, one real copy and like dupes of of the other couple albums.
Yeah, that early stuff was gold.
Oh,
Dare
so good.
To Be Stupid was an excellent album.
You are not wrong. That's one of my favorites.
Me as well.
That's sad. When he does Midnight Star Live, it makes my night, you know. Like, oh, I love Midnight Star so much. All right. We ready to get this ball rolling?
Yes.
As far as I know.
All right. Greetings, true believers, and happy new year's to the 407th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
Ooh.
Yay!
Hooray!
You made it to 2024, guys. How you feeling?
Pretty well. Oh. Things are going my way. So far, so good.
Well, I'm,
how about you?
I'm pretty tired. My night started at 4:30 with a party that had a lot of drinking, so it's already late for me.
Ray's already had an excitement yawn out of the way, so
that's true.
It was a good time. I was at that same extravaganza.
Oh no, this was tonight.
You had another extravaganza?
Yeah, he had 4:31 today.
Oh, that's wild. How are you still awake?
I don't know, but the New Year's one was great. The New Year's one was better, anyway. So
yeah, sorry I missed it, but I did not want to infect people with the plague.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. It was. The wife had a rough day the day before, and I was not feeling good the next day. And I'm like, yeah, this is probably a bad idea. I want to stay home and hope people enjoy. I still need to get Karen to try this whiskey, though. I think she's really going to like it. All right. So this is the week of January 3rd through the 10th. Let's move on. In your 7-day 4-star cruise.
Ah.
Thanks. Of the Titans. We had on Christmas, you had Thanos versus Cap and Thanos. Did you Thanos?
Yes, I absolutely.
All right.
Yeah. Very, very manageable.
Nice.
Number next, this week, it's Kid Icarus versus Dupe.
Let me just say I was happy it was Dupe.
Yeah, Dupe is, he's Dupe.
Icarus is not great, but hey, he's better than Dupe.
Oh, look at it. Ian's got a fully covered Icarus.
He does.
I do. Woo! It makes me think I should probably try it this week.
However, he does have the same build as Craig, so that's probably wrong. I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's probably a bad sign for you.
You might need to level him, though.
But it's just Doop, so...
Right.
Yeah, what are you going to do? and then coming up number next week, it is your boy Puck versus some random opponent. That was not looking as good for Ian.
No.
A 1-1-2 Puck is probably not good because Puck's really not good.
I was going to say, I'd be nervous if fully covered Puck, but I'm not. Very unlikely that I will be successful.
Yeah, I really don't know what Puck does other than shuffle the board. So
yeah, he tumbles across the board, and that's kind of a cute animation.
It is.
I mean, you know, it's got that going for him. We just talked about him like 2 weeks ago or something, and I still don't remember what he does. He was the featured character of the week a few weeks ago.
He was. I've already forgotten all the things, too. He does a cartwheel.
Yeah, that's right. In Storyland, you got Operation Spider Silk is running. That'll get you Hunter. Hey, a new character that we hinted at last time. And some five-star Goose. Placement is Bishop and some Carnage version of Miles. It is an X-Men versus Apocalypse weekend for you, Ian.
Woohoo!
Ooh. I'll be sure to try it out tomorrow.
Yeah, so it'll get you some Throg, some New Girl,
Goose.
Oh, wait,
I hate that, don't I?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It starts off fairly easy.
I'll dive right in.
You can throw some of your higher characters at him and just kill him before. I mean, you don't have to do the tricks.
Right.
Yeah, you can just damage him to death and in one turn and you win. And the Alliance rewards, you will get 3 3-star Gooses, 3 4-star Moon Girls, and a 5-star Goose.
Gooses, huh? I think that's correct, but it still sounds wrong.
Gooses. Geeses.
Geeses.
I want a feast. I want a bean feast.
Oh, one of those.
I want to wrap it all up in my pocket. It's my bar of chocolate. All right. In the PvP world, the Back to Life season's still going. Right now it is Real Steel, where you get Colossus and Scorpion. Placement is TV She-Hulk and some Phoenix Magic shards. Let's move to the news. Ian.
What up?
We were correct, yo. Jamie Madrox, the multiple man.
Hey, that seems logical.
Has arrived in this here game.
How's he doing?
I don't know.
He seems to have a bug at the moment, but he's interesting. So let's talk about him here. He is his first ability is called Hit Me Again, which I really wish they had called Hit Me Baby One More Time. But what are you gonna do?
Right.
This is the Black Power. It is passive. Each time multiple man takes damage, create a dupe on a tile, prioritizing an enemy strike attack or protect tile, followed by the enemy's strongest color. Multiple man deals increased match damage and takes reduced damage for each friendly dupe on the board. If 56 or more friendly dupes ever exist, you win.
56?
But here's the thing. Dupes can only be matched away as part of a match 4 or higher.
Right. Yeah, I found that out the hard way.
Yeah, so there will be times you'll be like, oh, look, there's 3 purple things together. You can't do anything with that. Now, you do have, if there's like, you know, 1 non-dupe and 2 dupes, you can match away the 1 non-dupe and use that as a match 3. But you can't get rid of the 3 dupes as a match on their own. As you go up in level, those percentages change. So at level 5, he's dealing 2% increased match damage and taking 2% reduced damage per dupe. And Ray, you only need 34 of them to win.
Okay. Still more than half the board.
Right, but, you know, I think that's doable. It's something I want to pull off just because I want to try it.
You haven't described how you get the little dupe things, right?
Yeah, every time he takes damage.
But it's not. Well, maybe. I don't know. I got the free one on the first node in his intro to S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever. And he would take damage and the animation would come up and there would be nothing. No dupe would appear. I don't know what was going on there.
I know that there seems to be some bugs with him at the moment. I've seen some comments on the boards. So it's possible that was one of them.
Okay.
His yellow power is called My Own Best Friend. Drain up to 6 AP in a color that you select. Then for each 2 AP used, create 2 dupes that do things. So if you pick red, they count as attack tiles. If you pick blue, they're protect tiles. Green are strike tiles. Yellow becomes a trap tile that heals, does burst healing. Purple becomes a trap tile that does damage to a random enemy. Black becomes a 3-turn worst enemy repeater tile that deals damage to multiple man and 2 random enemies. So you can put that one out, make sure he takes damage every turn, and hurt 2 random enemies at the same time. So that can crank up your dupes a lot quicker that way. As you go up in level, all of those types of tiles get better. You know, the strike, attack, and protect tiles all get bigger, etc., etc. At level 5, you are draining, let's see, 10? Yeah, drain up to 10 AP, and it increases all dupes. Yeah. So you can drain 10 and get 10 dupes all at once, while all those dupes do more things. So you can use that power to generate a bunch of dupes quickly. Sure. I think that's the key to trying to get the max amount.
Yeah.
Is, you know, have a big pile of AP, and just, you know, splurge it all here in my own best friend to cover the board in dupes. The last power, which is green, is called Reabsorb. Drain up to 10 extra green AP, then for every 2 AP spent, reabsorb a friendly dupe, destroying that tile. For each absorbed, gain health, then gain 25% of the AP that would be generated by destroying those dupes and their colors rounded up. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not generate AP, outside of the fact that it does generate AP, because that's what it just told you. But only 25% of that AP.
Right.
As you go up in level, you can drain up to 14 AP and gain more health. So I'm not sure that power is really going to be worth it, because the amount of health you're even gaining at level 370 is 2,051. So it's for every 2, right? So I guess that'd be 7 times that, 14,000 healing? That doesn't seem worth it. I don't think you want to get rid of that many dupes.
It would seem unlikely, but yeah, it seems to be a clear 553.
Yeah, I would have to think. Right now, Blue Wolf has chimed in saying, right now it's really easy to get 34 dupes on screen, as the dupes overwrite any tile of the color it wants to go on. So I guess try the insta-win now, if you still have him available. But yeah, at least we got one right, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Multiple man. So that was exciting. Something else I want to talk about. There was a new support that got released we didn't talk about, I don't think. It came out in December, called Implanted Bomb Behavioral Reinforcement.
I like exploding heads. Tell me more.
Yeah, so this is you equipped it to villains, preferably Thunderbolt-type villains.
Mm-hmm.
The rank 1 increased the supported character's base match damage by 40% for each turn in a row that they make a match or use a power, max of 3 turns. However, you down this character if they don't make a match or use a power for 3 turns. Once per turn, matches in one of the supporting character's strongest colors provides an additional AP up to a max of 4. So you're doing a whole lot more damage right up until you can't make a match, in which case you just die. But I suppose that doesn't matter if you're playing, you know, a character who gets back up. So, man, throw this on Hulk or something, Immortal Hulk or something. Let him die. What do you care? The rank 3 power. Whenever the supporting character makes a match 4 or greater, they gain a burst heal of 13% of their max. The rank 5, the supported character does 50% more damage with powers for each turn in a row they make a match or use a power to a max of 3. So 150% damage on some of these powers? That's a whole lot of damage.
Yeah.
The synergy is increase the down timer to 4 instead of 3 if there are any other Thunderbolts on the team. And at the start of the turn, create 2 basic tiles in the supported character's strongest color. I hope that, you know, I guess to make it more likely that you can make a match. So, I don't know. I thought that one was kind of neat. We hadn't talked about supports for a while. But Brain Bomb, there you go.
Who's on the, who's the Thunderbolt?
Red Hulk?
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's all I got.
Bullseye? I don't know. He does stuff, but I don't know. Definitely Red Hulk. We'll have to Google it.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Green Goblin is?
Yeah.
I'm really confused by this. Yeah.
Is this...
I'm not expecting that.
Is this...
So you've got...
His son?
Green Goblin?
His son version? I feel like that sinks pretty low for Norman.
I don't know. Green Goblin, Elektra, Red Hulk, Winter Soldier, Taskmaster, Rhino, Abomination, Bullseye,
yes!
Iron Fist, and Luke Cage?
Ooh!
What?
I don't understand that. The Punisher? Yeah. And then some one stars. I don't know. I'm a little confused.
Is this going to make it hard since you have to equip it to a villain? So how are you equipping it to Luke Cage or Iron Fist?
Well,
even though they meet the Thunderbolt synergy,
I just was able to do a search for Thunderbolt.
Hmm.
So yes, well, it also has to be a villain.
Yeah, I don't know that storyline, so I'm not sure what happened there. But that seems odd that they were involved in Thunderbolt. But there you go. I don't know. I thought it was neat that I bring it up. I think that's all we got in the news, unless you guys have something. Talked about Apocalypse. Yeah. Hmm?
Did you treat yourself to anything nice for Christmas?
Treat yourself.
No.
Hmm.
No.
All right.
We got our car back from the shop finally, so that was nice.
Ooh, that is nice.
It's got, you know, a brand new expensive battery pack in it that was covered under warranty. So
sweet.
Hopefully it'll last.
That's great news.
Since the car is only like 5 years old, hopefully this battery pack will last longer than the first one.
Did you get it? Treat yourself there, Ian?
I did. I got Hogwarts Legacy for the Switch.
Ooh.
And I got a set of Blackpink Funko Pops.
Very nice.
Good deal. So now they will always be in your neighborhood?
Yeah, they're constantly in my area.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, my mother-in-law had a pop made of me.
Okay.
And I put it up with them so that I would always be in their area.
Wow.
That is not the set I have. The set I have is from Shutdown.
Oh, interesting.
I didn't know that there was, what is that? Is that Pink Venom?
I didn't know there was multiple, so I just did a quick search.
Oh, neither did I. That's why I'm so excited.
Now he can get a second set.
My birthday's coming up.
All right, well, tell your mother-in-law that I need an Ian pop.
I'll see what I can do.
I can put it, you know, beside my Tron of me once I get back from Florida.
Yeah, Pink Venom, this says, yeah.
Did you put yours by your Tron of you?
Well, oh, wait, my me? No, my me is over with my pops. Well, it's specifically with Blackpink. My Tron of me is behind me with my Tron of Owen.
Okay. Yeah, I got my date and time scheduled, so I'm ready.
Sweet.
Very stoked.
Yeah.
Ray, you got any more news? Real good? Ray's getting ready for retirement. That's what.
Oh,
that's what the
yeah.
News. Yes.
How's that going?
Quickly.
Nice.
As it turns out, everybody's calling me now while they can. So this week has kind of sucked. But
okay,
I did too. So
this is true, and I got a message from Craig. Hey, tell me about this IP address, man. So the other news that, yes, I thank you for reminding me. We have an opening in the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. If you are interested in joining the Puzzles Warrior Alliance, which is a casual alliance, we have only a couple rules. Play every day, and even that's flexible. But try to play every day and hit alliance events as best you can. If you're looking to join a casual alliance with said rules, hey, message me on the subreddit, or, I don't know, the Discord here, you know, wherever. Or go to the website and send an email. That works, too.
Yeah. We got an opening for you.
So I'm super committed, and I check regularly. So who'd we lose?
we lost Cordog. He gave up.
Oh! Huh.
And then when he left, we had a member who lost their account. Sorry. That just sounds horrible, to the Facebook backup and has started over. So technically he took Cordog's spot, but his old spot is now sitting there unplayed. So I'm hoping he can get his stuff sorted out and get his account back. But, you know, then we'll just give him his old spot back. In any case, we've got 19 current players and we're looking for a 20.
Very good. Come join the Slackers. All right, let's move on. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Kamala Khan goes to the Jersey Shore.
I love that sound effect. All right, let's talk about the 5-star Kamala Khan origin. Sorry, this is in a different format than I usually have up, so I'll do even better than I usually do, I'm sure. I'm a superhero. It costs 10 yellow AP. Kamala reaches out and generates a shield of crystallized light, creating 9 strength 89 protectiles, and clears any stuns affecting her allies. If a study tile exists on the board, she also fortifies 4 of these tiles. So that elevates, it's creating 16 strength 356 protectiles. That's a lot of protectiles. A relatively decent amount of damage. Enough to be annoying. Maybe not at a 5-star level, I don't know. Let's see what Embiggened Blast does. Costs 7 green AP. Kamala destroys a random 3x3 block of tiles and deals 266 damage to the enemy team. If a study tile exists on the board, she instead selects the block of tiles to destroy and deals 107 extra damage Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. Passive component. Whenever Kamala or her allies destroy a friendly special tile, she deals 358 damage to a random enemy. This is scaling up to 1,168 damage to the enemy team, 469 extra damage, 641 damage to a random enemy as collateral. That scales up to 2,577 points of damage. Oh, the other one's up to 4,689 and 1,876. Cosmic Course. Surely this will tell me how to put a study tile on the board. 6 blue AP. Kamala goes airborne for 2 turns and creates a 2-turn repeater tile that fortifies and converts 1 friendly special tile to yellow or green and creates a 6-turn fortified blue study countdown tile that powers up her other abilities. If one already exists, she instead improves 2 random friendly strike, attack, or protect tiles by 50%. Whenever an enemy uses an ability, Kamala generates 3 AP in one of her colors. That's fantastic! This scales up where you are converting 3 selected special tiles to yellow or green, fortifying them, and you go airborne for 1 turn? Wow. And you generate 4 AP in one of her colors. That seems like a great ability. Is she... I gotta check out these other 2 abilities. She got really good at the end. How about just a 4-4-5? That sounds fine. Cosmic Course is exciting. It does all sorts of stuff.
I love the build that Ian picked. That's my favorite.
Why, is that what you have?
No, but it is the one that is ranked the lowest on the chat.
Yes! I unintentionally did it. I'm sorry. It just, I was so smitten with the blue one, I suddenly didn't care about the other two.
The internet says 355 is the
It has to be. 10 AP is just too much. And protectiles are kind of whatever.
Now, the second most popular build, which is a close second, is 553, which is what I have, and I don't know why.
Ah.
I don't know why it's second. I don't know why I have it. I think I'm going to respec her as a 355 because I contributed to making it second place, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Samurai chimes in and says, just use her for the green power and the passive AP generation. Ignore the rest.
Right.
So I guess he's probably chiming in for 355.
Nice.
He says she works great with Polaris and Beta Ray Bill.
Oh my. I don't feel like they needed extra help, but I'm glad she showed up.
To be clear, he did not say she works great. He said she is the other teammate.
But that is what's always sunny in Xander.
Yes.
Moving on. Acting. Thank you.
Ha.
Ian, who we got this week?
This week we have, I believe, unless I totally dropped the ball, which I may have, I have Giancarlo Esposito. Does that sound familiar to anybody else?
Yes.
Yes. Well then, Craig, you will get us started this week.
Mm. So, you know, obviously, I think we talked about this last time. I recognize almost nobody by name. But obviously, once I saw his face, I went, oh yeah, that guy. I like that guy a whole lot. So as I thought about him, I realized that I love sometimes his voice inflections, right?
Sure.
So
I think that's what makes him intimidating.
Yeah. So to me, he's got to be the voice of Dr. Doom for me now.
I'm okay with that.
Mm.
Like, I think having his voice echo out of the Doom head. I like that.
See, I get that. I feel like looking into his eyes, he hates Reed Richards.
Sure.
Maybe that's just what most people feel, but I feel it especially from him staring back at me going, I do hate Reed Richards.
Yeah, I mean, who shouldn't? That guy's a jerk.
Sure.
So that's what I'm going with. I think he should show up, you know, because it's Doom. You know, you've never taken him out of his armor or anything. You know, you're never actually seeing who's in there. You know, it's right. Really just need the voice. Anyone can be in the suit. But yeah, I want him as the voice of Dr. Doom.
So I went for a different route. I wanted to cast him in a heroic role because... I want to see him stretch his acting a little bit. He already has mastered sinister late middle-aged senior citizen villain. So, I wanted him to be the Blue Marvel.
Hey, there's Ian.
What?
You've been gone right up until you said the Blue Marvel.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Wow, that was a well. There you go. I'm not doing it again. Blue Marvel, deal with it.
Your very first word went all robot-y, and then we got nothing until you said the Blue Marvel.
Oh man, that was nonsense. Oh,
who's the Blue Marvel? I don't even know this character.
Oh, it's Adam Brasher. He's an older character from like the 60s, and no one loves him anymore. But he's a Marvel.
I like the fact that, you know, the people who get the edited version will know what Ian said, but I'm never going to know.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't know how Ray edits that with us talking over Ian then. Well, but that's why Ray gets paid the big bucks.
Right. He's an antimatter manipulator. He has super strength. He flies, energy manipulation. He's got all the powers.
Okay, so I guess that's down to me then.
Yes,
I think I might like both your answers better than mine. I actually had a real hard time with Giancarlo here. I could not think of where, and I made the mistake once again of Googling where the internet might put him, and it only gave me one answer because apparently he has said he wants to play a specific character. So that's the only answer you get from Google.
Okay.
And I didn't want to go that way. So I went with, hey, we've got an opening. He can just slide in and play Kang.
Sure.
Why not?
He could do that.
He would be great at Kang.
Absolutely be amazing. Yeah.
However, I also do want to point out that the person that he wants to play is who Energomash, aka Parandiac, wants him to play. Professor X. He wants to do Professor X, and I also think that that's probably a good...
I'd be into that.
That would work. But I just couldn't put it in as my, you know, that it didn't work for me. I don't know. I want him to be more evil. I know he wants to play a good character, but...
No.
Yep, that's what I was talking about when I roboted out. That's why I picked the Blue Marvel.
Ah.
I wanted to see him in a heroic role. Okay.
Well, he does too. So there you go.
All right, so Ian, who we got on next week's slot?
Next week, we have Living Legend, the Continental himself, Christopher Walken.
Who knew Champagne was from France? I know. God, I love me some Walken. Legend. Absolute legend. All right, moving on. Willie, what's in the mailbag over the holiday season here?
All right, so this week, I think all of our listeners were very busy with their holiday festivities, and what we have in the mailbag is a big fat zilch.
Squadoosh.
Ooh, squadoosh. Big old goose egg.
So I hope everybody enjoyed your festivities, and this coming week, comment.
Or not. Yeah. I'm cool.
We're paying Willie either way, so.
Yeah,
thanks,
absolutely.
Willie.
It's getting that federal pension money. That's, you know, not that building up. All right, we don't really have boosted characters this week. Do we just sort of skip to what Samurai says? Do you want to do the whole intro or not, even without?
We'll do the intro. Let me pull it up. I have it here somewhere. Yeah, I didn't even look. It's another... Oh, man, I would have enjoyed this and have a focused pre-show. All right, start me up.
Right. Once again, I am...
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. And we just want to pump.
You up.
You up. All right, let's see what's going on. Oh, it's the Apocalypse Boss event. I heard about this earlier. So there's no boosted list. Let's see. For regular Apocalypse, feed Teen Gene Purple. Yeah, that's the truth. And for heroic... it's non-human, so Beta Ray Bill, I guess. Wacky. So tags are now important?
Yeah, they are.
Ooh. I don't hate that, but there's a lot of great football memes here in the Samurai's...
Infographic?
Boosted character infographic.
Yeah. And man, I would feel bad for Russell Wilson, except that he's got millions and millions of dollars to console himself.
I know!
Hey, you guy making all that money... You're going to pay you to sit on the bench now. All right. I could get not hit by a big, heavy lineman and still make the same amount of money.
Yep.
How
much you have to pay me to not get smashed in the head?
Right.
Not to throw everything in the toilet, but apparently Blue Wolf actually did post the boosted list. I think Samurai's comment is still appropriate. The boosted list isn't that important, but they didn't post it until just before the show. So.
Yeah. So check it out here on the Discord. Thanks, Blue Wolf.
My favorite one is that Cleveland Browns one. Sorry. With the age of the quarterback. It's a funny joke.
Oh, there's writing on top of that. I just thought it was a picture of Flacco.
No, read the words above it. That's why it's funny. It says they put the patch with the year their players were born on the jerseys now. Because on the Browns jersey, it says 1946. They're like, footsteps Falco. He's getting old. Oh, man. He's having a good resurgence there, though.
Yeah, that's a nice way to end it.
Yeah. Thanks always to Mystify.
Mystify.
All right, Ian, do you have a cold, refreshing pop?
I don't. I can't stop looking at these Pink Venom, Black Pink Funko Pops that I don't have. And then I've got to wrestle with my willingness to pay $65 for the set.
I don't know what that Christopher Walken action figure is from, but I want one.
Me too. Looks like someone dressed up a Matt LeBlanc doll and made it scary.
Matt LeBlanc doll. You're not wrong, though. That's what's even better. And he's on a subway. There's something that looks
King
like.
King of New York action figure? That's amazing. Possibly the most amazing. I am delirious with envy right now.
First, tell me about a pop song.
All right.
Of Korean style.
Yeah.
Are you sitting down?
This
is a little questionable.
This right. Took me totally by surprise, Ian.
Totally by surprise as well. I was immediately resistant because they're dudes. Craig, and then I was immediately resistant because their names are Extinary Heroes. So the letter X and then Denary Heroes. I don't know what that's all about.
I was going to say, is that a pun on some word I should understand?
I'm not super sure, but they are a barely reasonable six-member band. Craig, you got to give it a listen.
It's actually good?
These boys play instruments.
Oh,
yes. They're still not good, but they stand out like I didn't believe.
We've got three guitars, a drummer, and two keyboardists.
Yeah. So I gave them a little bit of a listen. I don't know. They try to act hard and edgy in their videos, and I have trouble taking them seriously because they're clearly not.
I have to say, this is the closest that we have gotten to my wheelhouse of music, clearly, because this is really right there with glam metal.
Like, yeah, it's kind of not horrible.
Yeah.
No, it's I'm nervous about it.
Huh.
So anyway, yeah. Extinary Heroes setting themselves apart from the rest. Really.
Oh, I was hoping that was like the name of their album. I was like, oh, that's a pretty good album.
Oh, no. Just I will not forget them anytime soon. There have been many bands that we have covered in this segment, and I have forgotten most.
Yeah, that's a true story.
I mean, we're probably 30.
A full half of them have like 37 members, so.
Right. And I just, so many Christopher Walken action figures. What is going on?
That can't be Christopher. He wasn't in Dune. Was he?
I don't think so. Maybe he was.
Oh, he's in part two.
Yes.
Okay. Now I'm even more excited about watching that movie.
Yeah.
This is true.
Oh, he's playing the Emperor? That's fantastic. He should be in the movie for about 48 seconds. Because that's really all the Emperor you kind of get.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Yeah.
So, let me tell you about what I found with my latest excursion to the TJ Maxx Home Goods store here in town. I found myself something called Green Bee Lemon Sting. It was extraordinary. It was a honey soda, so it was sweet and bubbly and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an amount of lemon that immediately, I mean, all orifices pucker when you drink this.
Wow.
But it has a tiny hint of rosemary that mellows it out, and then the sweet comes back. It's fantastic.
I was on board until you told me about rosemary.
Oh, Craig, it's an exceptional beverage. It's not.
Do you remember that there was a honey-sweetened, like, cherry beverage that Sheets used to carry from, like, Michigan? Did you ever used to buy that?
I feel like I should have.
It was
I regret
great, and I no longer remember what it was called, but boy, it was really good.
What is? Tell me about it again.
It was like a cherry-flavored pop,
Yeah. But it
was honey flavored. Yeah. Like, you know, instead of sugar flavored, it was honey flavored, you know, honey, honey sweetened.
Interesting. Yeah.
And it was really good. And they used to sell it in Sheetz in a bottle, like even in a glass bottle.
Right.
And then, you know, when Sheetz started selling booze, you know, a lot of the beverages disappeared to make space for booze. So it disappeared. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was from some place in Michigan, but yeah, see if I can find that again. It was tasty.
So yeah, there you have it. Green Bee Lemon Sting Honey Soda and the Extraordinary Heroes are popping it this week. Thanks, as always, to Magnify.
Magnify. Oh, here it was. It was called Sprecher.
Sprecher the Deutsch?
That's yes. What I was just thinking.
Can I copy this? I don't remember how to do things. Copy Jimmy's address? Is that what I want? Yeah. I put it in the chat there. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's not seem familiar, but if I ever come across it, I'll give it a try.
Is that a honey badger?
Sure.
Yes, very much is.
Pure honey with cherry juice to create a sparkling pink cherry soda.
As a matter of fact, I think that is the honey badger from Badger, 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 yeah, Badger, 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 Mushroom, Mushroom.
So yeah, that was really good stuff. Really good stuff. So if you ever run across that one, give that a go.
I will, yeah. For sure.
Thanks then to Magnified.
Magnified.
Ian, do you have Steam open?
I do.
All right. Do it up.
Let's see what this is all about. Morbius.
Living vampire?
Yeah. I'll probably need this, to be honest. I'd be surprised if I do. There you go. That takes him, skyrocks him to a 1-4-1.
All right. I'm just doing one.
All right.
I'm going to have to do like 50 at a time when Miles gets out of there. I got a Nighttime, the Black Knight.
Yeah, I'll do like half a dozen of these things. Let's see. First one's purple.
Of course.
Miles, Mega Carnage Blast. Number two, Emma Frost. Three, Ronin Hawkeye. Falcon America. The X-Force Wolverine. Ooh, and Prowler. So, 1 out of 6. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
What does that get my miles to? Oh, that makes him a 3-5-5.
There you go.
Pickety bam. Let's throw a bunch of ISO on him and promote him up. Boom. There you go. 1 championed Miles Carnage symbiote. Nice. Yeehaw. Thanks then to the OG. Cool. This guy. Do we have, what else we got? Oh, Ian, talk about the podcast network. That's what we do.
Oh, yes. It's the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. We advertise our podcasts along with several other great podcasts, all found on the Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Samurai says, check your local Giant, Craig.
I've never seen it at Giant, but I'll check again.
Yeah, as will I.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that fills me with optimism. Yeah. I'm gonna treat myself to a tiny, tiny show.
Slender read of a show, as Joe would say. All right, so thanks everybody for joining this week. Comments, suggestions, please shoot them at Ray. Otherwise, we're paying Willie for no reason, and he's going to get lonely and fat because he's not walking around delivering mail. And who wants that? He'll turn into Newman or something. That's no good. If you want to get yourself things for...
Valentine's Day.
President's Day?
Oh.
President's Day.
All right, fine.
Yeah, President's Day is coming up next. That's my next day off of work, so that's what I'm trying to plan ahead. you can go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself some President's Day festivities, and we'll get something on the backside for that. With that said, say goodbye for now, and remember, kids, was Bill not available? Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.